Good morning, everybody. Kyle High sitting in studio with you today, and it's now time for our interview this morning, and it's with Billy Salee from the Dalton Defenders Day's activities that will be happening this weekend. Good morning, Billy. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Ready to go for Dalton Defenders Days this weekend. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, we've got a lot lined up this year for the 150th year of Coffeyville. So it starts Friday, October 4th into Saturday, October 5th. It begins Friday, October 4th at 4 o'clock with the food vendors opening at 8th and Walnut. We'll have square dancers, cruising with the Daltons, Simon Says, and the first Dalton Defender reenactment from 7 to 7:30 on Friday evening. Following that, a chili cook-off in front of Miss Kate's Mercantile from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And then Craig Cook and the Marauders Band starts at 7:30. This is all a free local event, so we really appreciate everybody's support. If everybody could make an effort to show up and participate. You know, a lot of hard work goes into these festivals, so when they don't go over good, it's a little bit saddening. So I think we need to all show a little bit of support. And then Saturday at 9 a.m., the craft booths and food vendors open. There'll be a car show on 9th Street, and the Dalton Defenders General Store will open at 9 a.m. as well. This year, for the 150th year of Coffeyville, we have brought back the Dalton Defenders Express train rides. This is a real, live, one-hour train ride. I have been on these before. They are a lot of fun, great family entertainment, and only $10 a ticket. Those tickets can be purchased at American Family Insurance, Linda Fraser Agency, Miss Kate's Mercantile, and Bandits and Bling Antiques.
Love trains. I love trains when I was a kid. My kid loves trains, so yeah, that's always a lot of fun.
They are super fun. A lot of people, I think, have thought that this is a kiddie train, but this is a real live train that people board and enjoy a ride. And our first one starts at 9:30 and will end at 10:30. And then after that, it'll go into some games in front of the stage and the kids' games. And then Southern Central Express Band will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Second, Dalton Defenders reenactment will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday. And then Indian Dancers at 11:30. The Little Miss and Mr. Defender and Lost Loot winners will be announced at 12:30, following at 12 o'clock with another train ride. And these board at Patterson Street. Right after that, we've got some more games. And then at 1:30, you can catch the third and final train ride. And again, we still have tickets on sale and will have tickets on sale until they are gone. They are $10 a piece. Three and under riding on a lap are free.
And you say, where do you board the trains at?
At Patterson Street. Okay. On the railroad crossing.
Okay.
9th and Patterson.
Okay.
Following that, there's some more games. Watermelon eating and speed sitting contest, cakewalk, and then judge Miss Kate's court. That's always a fun one. That starts at 2:30. You don't want to miss that. And then another reenactment at 3 p.m. The Rick Cook Band takes stage at 3:30. Shotgun Wedding at 4. And the Rick Cook Band comes back on stage at 4:30. The last and final reenactment is at 6 p.m. Like I said, guys, a lot of hard work goes into this, and we really want to see the support this year. We've tried to go above and beyond being the 150th year of Coffeyville. I do want to talk a little bit more about the train rides, and I have my son Gunner here. He wanted to say a little bit about those as well.
Hey, Gunner, how you doing, man?
Oh, you're going to talk up there?
Doing fine.
All right, man. What did you want to say about the trains, man?
Well, the train is a lot of fun.
Trains are a lot of fun, aren't they? And it's different than riding in a car. It's a lot cooler, isn't it?
So parents need to buy their kids tickets.
so their parents need to buy their kids tickets.
What's on the train?
Did the
Dalton gang get on the train?
The Dalton gang get on the train.
Uh-oh, the Dalton gang gets on the train?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds awesome.
All right, so, yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, Gunner. All right, so again, so it sounds like I guess the Dalton gang will jump on the train, and is it kind of like a robbery reenactment, or is...
Yeah, they change it up every year. You know, we haven't had the train here for a couple of years. We brought it back for the 150th, so I really don't know what they have planned. You know, the Dalton gang's kind of... you never know what they got up their sleeve. So
right.
I don't even know what train rides they're going to be on. It'll be, you know, a total surprise. But they will give everybody some entertainment. That's for sure.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. I just moved up here, so this will be my first Dalton Defenders weekend, and I am definitely excited about attending it. I have my Saturday free, so I'm definitely going to get down there and check it out. So again, when do all the activities start on Friday and Saturday?
Friday they start at 4 p.m. Saturday at 9 a.m. And I've been working really hard for Friday evening for the chili cook-off. We've got several contestants. We have the fire department, police department, and EMS department, and a couple other individuals participating for this event. So everybody needs to come out and show them some support as well and taste their great chili.
Love chili. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. As you said, the chili cook-off and a lot of other things going on this weekend for the Dalton Defenders weekend. So again, Billy, I thank you very much for coming in today and talking about Dalton Defenders weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, around 8:30-ish is when an open line will start, and we will be taking your calls to buy, trade, or sell, or give away things. Also, we will have our Nicholas Hitching post-poll question of the day. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.